would be consistent with this prayer. As you prayed with me, I want you to be open. Everybody stand up. And be sure to be listening in Richmond. I think that night I'm going to deal with another aspect of the revelation of money coming that came to me this week. You don't want to miss it, all right? Father, my heart yearns to know the person of the Holy Spirit more deeply and to experience His power personally. I ask you to reveal truth and grant me understanding so I can cooperate with and respond to the Holy Spirit ministry in my life. Father, I desire to walk in the spiritual depth and fullness that Jesus made available to me when He prayed in John 14 that you would send the helper, the Holy Spirit, to indwell me. I ask you to open the door for me to embark on a spiritual path that I've never been on before. I know that this is your will for me. So tonight, I come boldly before your throne and confidently. This I receive with gratitude and joy. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Yeah, glory to God. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What happens when one gives the Holy Spirit permission to invade their life? To invade their life. I don't know if you've ever given permission for that. Give the Holy Spirit permission to invade your life. The secret of living a Holy Ghost invaded life. The secrets, I'm going to share with you, the secrets of living a Holy Ghost invaded life. You have to have this type of life, you have to give Him an invitation. You have to give Him permission to walk in permanent present awareness. Permanent present awareness. These are the things that happen when you understand what it means. Jesus' life and ministry were invaded by the Holy Spirit. His birth, His baptism, He was full of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, fed by the Spirit, empowered. You notice that in, turn to Luke chapter 4 before I go to give you these principles. I want to show you what an invaded Holy Spirit life consists of and how powerful you become. Almost abnormal to the normal. Amen. And look in Luke chapter 4 with me for a minute before I go. Luke 4:1. And Jesus being, see that? Full. of the Holy Ghost. He lived an invaded life. I don't know if we ever capture the aspect tonight of living an invaded life, a life invaded with the supernatural. A life, you have the right, because you have the same birth of Jesus that Jesus had, and you were baptized in the same power, the same Holy Ghost, and you have a right to be full of the Spirit. You have a right to be led by the Spirit. You have the right to not live by bread alone. Matthew 4:4. That's why I say he was fed by the Spirit. When he said man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that means the Holy Ghost was feeding him a meal of the word. Now, suppose every scripture you know, the Holy Spirit starts feeding you. And he will do it. And that's why he have us set up here tonight to hear about his invasion. The reason Jesus never was caught by surprise. He was, you listening?
Yes.
Invaded with the answer. Yes. I say, you will never be caught by surprise again as you sit under this message. Because you're always going to be invaded with the answer. Invade me, Holy Ghost. Say it. Saying he's going to make correction and direction and protection and provision and et cetera. But you warn him. Look at Luke now. He says, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan. And then in the same voice, you see the other word now? He was led. Now, I really don't believe that the Holy Ghost can fully lead you if you're not full. Now, I've been a Baptist boy. I love the Lord. But that morning, that day when I got filled with the Holy Spirit and got speaking in tongues, another dimension of understanding came. How many of y'all understand that? Yeah, you love the Lord already, but boy, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I said, my God. Then I started getting more leading. Being 40 days tempted of the devil in those days, he did not eat nothing, fasted. And when they were ended, he afterward hungry. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be. Now, see, he didn't have to answer that. You see, sometime in your life, you got the ifs coming up. If you're going to make it. If you know that you're a son or daughter of God, ain't no doubt about it. I'm coming up out of hell if it's not right for me. You know your God is able, see? So Jesus told him about an aspect of spiritual invasion in verse 4. And Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of every word of God. See, Jesus said, I'm living on a spiritual meal here. All right? And then notice in verse 14, after all it was over in this temptation, he says in verse, good God Almighty. He not only full of the Spirit, not only led by the Spirit, not only fed by the Spirit, but then, and Jesus, verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him to all the region round about. And then you know the classic that talks about when the Holy Spirit invades you, you have the proper awareness to wear a special anointing. And because Jesus was invaded by the Holy Ghost, Luke 4:18 tell us the great things he could do because he was invaded by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God said to me when I ministered to you tonight, in the aspect that you given God the permission to invade your life with the Holy Spirit just like Jesus, that your ministry going to increase. Your anointing going to increase. And stuff will never be a subject in your life again. Why? It's just going to come to you. See, when you invaded by the Holy Spirit, these are the things that happen to you. God's word, write these things down. God's wisdom, God's will, God's ways, God's works, all become synonymous to you. And there are so much dividends there in the spirit. When you functioning in, you cannot be invaded by the spirit of wisdom and don't increase in wisdom. See, you're talking about being invaded with wisdom. Now, this night, as you listen to this word, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Everything will begin to change on purpose. Let me show you how it's going to change. Look to Romans 8:28. Actually, it comes from Romans 8:26 through 27, but 28 surmised what happened to a person when they're invaded. Give the Holy Spirit invade. He won't invade you if you don't give him permission. But all y'all just give him permission, right? So that means whatever going on in your life, whatever going to come up after this night, going to have to walk through Romans 8:28. That means, look at me, whatever you're dealing with now that did not seem like it's going to come out right, because of this Holy Ghost invasion that the Lord has sent to you tonight, and you know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So everything will begin to flow in my favor. Good God Almighty. What? You ain't saying it? You're not going to say it? You're not going to say it? Because you're functioning. The call for you tonight, I got some more things to give you. But you're functioning, you got to write this now. You're functioning in a favor anointing. So I hear the Spirit of God saying this. So tonight, you are being invaded with favor. It's not no accident. It's on purpose. Very few people in your lifetime you're going to meet invaded with favor. I promise you, if you remind the Holy Spirit of this moment, if things seem like they're not going right, if you remind the Holy Spirit of this moment, I know I am invaded with favor. Everything that is not bringing favor to my life from this night forward, I know it's temporary. I wish somebody would praise him. Boy, I feel Holy Ghost favor flowing in here right now. What you have to understand, Holy Ghost favor carriers shake up the whole world. Sit down. Your impact and influence will remain overflowing. You heard that? Because you're invaded by the Holy Ghost, your words, your prayer, your confession, your handshake, nodding of your head, gonna have a different impact, because this is the church due season. The government is exchanging hands. Those who thought they was running things will have to come to those who believe. And I don't know whether the person here or whether they're online, but the Holy Ghost just said the case is already settled. Tell you somebody, really, I wish somebody here in the stuck in their life and things don't seem like, I wish you, because the next thing I'm about to say, I'm about to pull you out of stuck. See? Listen very carefully. Sit down right there. People who are invaded by the Holy Spirit decrees or declare no more drifting, constantly shifting, and lifting. No more drifting, constantly going into another gear, and always going to another level. The Holy Spirit is not embalming fluid. The Holy Spirit is empowering fluid. So your life and your benefits shall not be on hold anymore. because you're coming alive tonight more than you ever have come in your life because of the Holy Ghost. Somebody give praise for the Holy Ghost. Listen, listen, right. Because of this. Comfort. Control. Confidence. And conquering in all upcoming matters. Comfort. He's the comforter. Control. He's the controller. Confidence. He's full of confidence. Conquering. He's the conqueror. Yeah. So these attributes will be in all upcoming matters in your life. Every time you remind yourself, I'm invaded with the Holy Ghost. The reason Jesus' ministry is so powerful, Jesus knew he was invaded by giving the Holy Ghost permission. And he couldn't be stopped. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have some things I've been trying to get to the last three Sundays. Supernatural dominion and authority will be revealed and released at all times. See, you're invaded by the Holy Ghost. Supernatural dominion. Something going to come to you just for you to act. Because you don't know something works unless you got a trial against it. So y'all stop crying when things look like they're not going right. And go ahead on and act on the word. Act on the Holy Ghost. Act by faith. Act in trust. Don't stop to complain. Conquer it. Don't stop to cry. Have dominion. Man who came by the servant in the 8th chapter of Matthew, he says, speak the word on it, and my servant shall be healed. You see, with what you grasp in tonight, the word gonna take a different speed in your life. When you say things, peace be still, the water got to settle out. That's your divine. Woo! That's your divine right. We shouldn't be saying something and nothing happened. All of our words should have, must have, divine influence upon the situation. We have the divine right to call things that be not as though they were. Jesus said, very, very, I said, whosoever shall say. Ain't no mountain supposed to be talking back to you. Curse the doggone tree. You ain't putting nothing. Jesus said, you ain't gonna give nothing. Because he was invaded by the Holy Ghost. Tell three people, I'm invaded by the Holy Ghost. You online, find somebody to call and tell them you're invaded with the Holy Ghost. You're operating in supernatural dominion and authority. Let me give you this one again because there's a part I think the Holy Ghost wants to breathe on. Supernatural dominion and authority Christ will be revealed. See, the problem is trying to release something that has not been revealed. The Holy Ghost has to tell you how to release it. See, you may have read it, but you cannot release it without the revelation. See, revelation is our permission to act like God, act like Jesus. Revelation is our, you see, revelation turned into a live rhema word for my situation. The scripture jump out the Bible on you. That's the scripture you want you to use. The scripture that jump on you. I don't know if you ever had a scripture jump out the Bible on you. That's the one he wants you to use. Don't read no more. You got it. Don't read no more. Sit down and turn to Luke 21. When you give the Holy Spirit permission to invade your life, your mouth changes. And your feet change. After the night, be careful how you use your mouth. Don't talk no negative stuff, you're gonna come. After the night. Shall it therefore in your heart not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a what? A mouth. Come on, girl. And wisdom. Watch all your adversaries. Adversaries should not be able to gainsay or resist. Everything you're dealing with, tonight you're getting a mouth to deal with it. Your mouth changed when you're invaded by the Holy Ghost. I don't know if you ever said it before, you're going to say it tonight. My mouth is anointed. You understanding this? You understand that you're not, when you leave here, you're not the same person who came? That's the way it's supposed to be? You're supposed to leave here with courage, confidence, commitment. The invasion will not only be in your mouth, it will be in your feet. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power. Tread on Scarborough. All the power of the enemy. See? See, if I'm invaded, he everywhere. Yes, He in my soul, he in my feet, he in my mouth. My body don't belong to me no more. Here's what you've been looking for. Manifestation and demonstration will come forth out of your life to the glory of God. You're going to be evidence of the word. People are going to have to ask you how you got there. Where you from? Who are you? Y'all didn't hear me. None of y'all. Y'all ain't heard me. Y'all should have been. Y'all sitting there just like just a pastor talking to y'all. Y'all just sitting there. No. Who are you? Why, no matter what happened to you, things work out? What you know, I don't know. I was at an invasion meeting. Want me to get the tape for you? Not Kuchere Boshakata. Not one person, the sound of my voice, I think it's five, how many on the line? Not one person under my voice will be able to live on the same level. It's 595 online. It will be impossible for you to fail after tonight. You are impregnated with success. The Holy Ghost is full of good success. So we can be about the Father's business. Listen very carefully. Because of this invasion that the Lord wants you to have a revelation of, feeling fear. Now, there's another word when he said to me, foreclosure. No failure will never defeat you again. Every case belongs to you and the Holy Ghost. Well, you better hear this one. You better hear this one because it's going to start happening to you. Favor will be released like a flood. Sit down. Here's what happened when there's Holy Ghost invasion. I think we couldn't have a better pattern than the Lord Jesus himself. And that's why his ministry and his life was like it was. And that's why when he got ready to go back, those boys was concerned. But when he said, I'm sending the Holy Ghost, he was saying in essence, the Greek, I'm sending you somebody just like me. Now, I want you to see this. Turn to Luke 1. I want you to see this because this is powerful. And it will give you a force in your life that you need to have. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, y'all know I've shifted on y'all, right?
Yes.
You aware of that fact, right?
Yes, sir.
You aware there's a stronger anointing?
Yes, sir.
You know I had to wait to get a remnant who can take it? You part of that remnant. You can't cast that which is holy unto dogs. Or you can't cast pearl to swine. They just trample over it. They don't use it. They just clap their hand and go on home and forget about it. But you have to have somebody who's going to take it and use it. Listen at this now. You're in Luke 1. Jesus' conception in Mary's womb was confirmed by Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, when she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I add on ahead of time. But it's such a spiritual, our lives as Christian and Jesus' life as the Lord is so important that the Holy Spirit has to be there to invade the situation. May the Holy Spirit invade your house tonight. Everything that's not working, may he... Ho! He start changing. He start changing right now. Everything not working for you. Let the Holy Spirit invade. You invaded. Your house invaded. The yard invaded. Car invaded. I receive. I receive. Check the person next to you and ask, is anything happening to you? Something ought to be happening, man. Something ought to be happening in here now. Find somebody else. Ask them, is anything happening to you? Look at this invasion. Sit down a minute. Look at this invasion in Luke 4. Luke, I'm going to read from verse 39. Verse 39. Oh, get up and holler again. You been with me? About 30 years? 34 years. We're in another zone, Mac. You know that. You've been with me all that time, you know. We're going to step into another zone. And our assignment is to pass the apostolic mantle to other churches. So we got almost 600 people online. You don't know how many thousand people that is. 42,000 people following us. Could any good thing come out of Darrell? He told me. Didn't he tell me, Junior? He told me. He told me. When I had 19 members of it. He told me. I'm going to do it right here in Darrell. I ain't know what he's talking about. Now, I want you to notice, sit down, I want you to notice this. I want you to notice this Holy Ghost invasion. Listen, I got a word. Just out the atmosphere. Nothing will ever sneak up on you again. Your discernment has increased. You will be able to smell a rotten egg before they crack it. You will be able to smell a rotten egg before they crack it. And we need to have that type of divine protection in the time we live in. We cannot afford to function from the outside. Appearances should not take us over. We should have enough insight to be backing up. Come on, come on, come on. You see what I'm saying? No one will ever slip another Mickey in your life. You'll be in your drink, but it's in your life by the devil. But by this Holy Ghost invasion, you're going to be so sensitive in the spirit. That people who are not planning on getting right, they are not going to want to be around you. Tell three people, I'm invaded. I'm invaded. Say it. With the Holy Ghost. The Spirit said to tell you now. You are able to walk in Jesus' footstep. Good God Almighty. You understand? How many understand that? I didn't ask you about your last sin. Nobody asked you about your last sin. You know you got to confess and repent of it. I'm asking you, are you ready to go now? You've been whipped enough. It's time to win now. Then I got to read this scripture for, it's 676 now. Oh, y'all been texting. Y'all been texting. Y'all know this Tuesday night, right? Man, I'm about to lose it. I'm about to lose it up here. I'm trying to stay here with y'all, but I'm about to lose it. I'm invaded with the Holy Ghost. Get anything out of me that's supposed to be up in hell, get it out. What I'm supposed to have, put it in there. I dare you say this. I am an instrument of the Holy Ghost. Wow. Now the gifts, the fruit, respect for the ministry gifts. Be able to eat off a high. Calorie. No, but I'm going to say nutrient table. Because there are nutrients in the spirit. That's what you're eating now. The Holy Ghost don't eat cliches and fine dressed up sermon. The Holy Ghost eat only the truth. Feed the Holy Ghost that's up in you. Wow. I'm trying to get to this point, but I heard something else. I got to minister because it's for people. You've been limited too long. You love me too much. Listen to what he said. You love me too much to be that limited. But tell them from me, you just left your limit zone. See, I'll be preaching and listening, you see. I'll be preaching and listening. I got some things down here, but he tell me things because he know when you open enough to receive it. Tell three people, I just left all my limit zone. That's enough. You can't take no more tonight. That's enough. You can't take no more. Let's go ahead and give him praise. Go ahead. Hallelujah. 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 See, you can put too much on the table or you can put too much on the plate. And just he told me, stop. And you know, I'm an hour man. I got my hour. But he said, stop. They have enough to digest. We'll take up Sunday. We'll take up Sunday, all right? Lift your hand, praise the Lord.